Voters in around a dozen states went to the polls or caucused yesterday on Super Tuesday. Senator Bernie Sanders won Colorado's Democratic caucuses. He also grabbed victories in Oklahoma, Minnesota, and in his home state of Vermont. Benta Berkland attended a Democratic caucus in Jefferson County, one of the state's swing districts just west of Denver.
More than 2,000 people came to Creighton Middle School in Lakewood to caucus last night. Parking was tight, and the resulting traffic jam got the evening off to a later start. That was okay for Dave Risser. The electrician says he will back the eventual Democratic presidential nominee, whoever it is.
I like Hillary and I like Bernie, but I like Bernie better. He doesn't take the money. He's worried about the middle guy than the low guy. And he wants more equality. He wants money out of politics. When you take money from the people that you say you don't want to take money from, it hurts you.
Voters from 34 different precincts caucus at this middle school, and Bernie Sanders won all but a handful, many by 20-point margins, while others were closer.
Bernie Sanders, 47. Secretary Clinton, 36. Woo! Uncommitted, 1. No. I release you. Go home.
That was the vote total from one of the final precincts to report results. That's because the vote was too close to call with nearly a dozen people undecided. They were lobbied by Clinton and Sanders supporters for about an hour. 25-year-old Jordan Grody was one of those undecided. She says she was leaning towards backing Bernie, but needed some convincing before she cast her final vote.
I just want to see whoever's going to make the most change. Bernie's kind of the underdog, and, you know, being a millennial, we always get a bad rap for what we do, and he's pulling for us.
Some Hillary Clinton supporters were surprised that she didn't do better, but Tracy Mahoney, a community college teacher, says it was similar to her experience caucusing for Clinton in 2008 against Barack Obama. She believes younger voters may not have accurate information about Clinton.
Hillary's gotten some unfair treatment since she's been in the media spotlight for over 30 years now. And these kids who are voting for Bernie grew up listening to horror stories about her that a lot of us just know aren't true.
For Clinton backer John Torres, it's her background that he thinks makes her the most qualified.
I think it's great that there's two upstanding candidates for the Democratic Party, you know, instead of what's going on in the Republican side. So, you know, it feels good to be a Democrat. But the reason why I choose Hillary, for me and my family, it's just more experience.
Almost everyone interviewed said they would back either candidate. Estella Algesova was an exception.
I think he's living in a dream world and he's getting our kids all excited about things that he's going to want to do, and he's not going to be able to do it. Free education, free this, free that. You can't do that. We don't have the money for it.
For others, such as Jonathan Fleck, Clinton's principles aren't as strong. And that's why he's advocating for Sanders.
I would not envision Bernie Sanders voting for an unbudgeted trillion-dollar immoral war that costs tens of thousands of U.S. lives. And that's probably one of my biggest issues with Hillary. So while other people say she's a warrior, she knows how to compromise, to me, those are horrible attributes.
Fleck also believes the office of president has largely become symbolic.
And Donald Trump running for president signifies that it's largely symbolic. So if it's going to be symbolic, let's vote for the ideas.
And while Sanders picked up a large win in Colorado, Clinton still racked up the most delegates on Super Tuesday, taking 7 states. On the GOP side, Colorado Republicans did not take a preference poll for the presidential race. I'm Benta Berkland in Lakewood.